So let's review. Our shiur began on the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis at the point where, after emerging from the cave, Reb Shimon said, "Hayul v'esrach eshnisa ezel iskin milsa." Now, since Hashem performed the miracle for me, I shall perform some public service on behalf of the community, as Yaakov Vinu had done after being saved from the hands of Esav, as the pasuk says. But Yovah Yaakov Shalom, Yaakov arrived intact, and Chazal darshan Shalom begufay, Shalom bememaynay, Shalom b'tayrasay, his body, his wealth, and his tayr were all intact. Thereupon it says, "Vayichan es pneir," which the Gemara interprets as meaning that he did something beneficial for the city, in which there are three opinions. One, matbea tikin lahem, he minted a new coin for them. Two, shvakim tikin lahem, he established marketplaces for them. And three, mechatzois tikin lahem, he established bathhouses for them. Likewise, Reb Shimon provided a public service for kahanim who are unable to travel a certain public road due to lost graves, whose exact location was forgotten over time. Reb Shimon went about determining the exact location of these graves and marked them off, thereby permitting kahanim to use the public road. In conclusion of this episode, the Gemara relates that Reb Shimon ben Yochai met Yehuda ben Gerim, the person who was responsible for bringing about the decree to have Reb Shimon executed. Upon seeing him, Reb Shimon remarked, "Adayin yesh lezeh ba'olam? Is this person still in the world?" Nosen bayeinav basu gal shal tzamos. Shimon set his eyes on Yehuda ben Gerim and turned him into a heap of bones. We now proceed with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Gimel dvarm tzarach adam loyim b'teich beisei erev Shabbos im chashecha. A person should remind his family members of the following three things every erev Shabbos before dark. As Rashi explains, reminding them earlier will not be effective, for they will say we still have time. The three things are isartem. Have you taken ma'isa from the produce that is to be eaten on Shabbos? For it is forbidden to separate ma'isa on Shabbos. Iraftim, have you made the Eruv? Rashi says it's referring to both Eruv Techumen and Eruv Chatzeres, which must also be done before Shabbos. And Hidliku Esaner, kindle the light. Rashi points out that the first two statements, Isartim, Iraftim, are questions, because they may have already been done. However, the candles can clearly be seen if they were lit. Therefore, if they were not yet lit, he tells them to light the candles. The Gemara comments regarding these three statements. Tzarech lememrinu b'nichusa. Ki heicha de lekablinu m'nei. They must be said gently so that they will be accepted. The Mishnah continues. Savik chashecha, savik ein chashecha. When it is doubtful whether it is dark yet, otherwise known as bein hashmashes twilight, this time period is considered as savik goyim savik laila. We're uncertain whether it is halachli day or night. Therefore, during bein hashmashes, ein ma'astrin es havadai. We may not separate ma'aser from tevel vadai, produce which is certainly untithed. Ve'ein matbil nesakelim. We may not immerse vessels that require immersion. Ve'ein matlikin nesaneres. We may not kindle the lights. Rashi explains that the first two acts are asa m'derabanan, rabbinically forbidden, because rendering something fit for use, nirik misakin, appears as if we are repairing a vessel. Kindling a light, of course, is a malacha d'araisa. The Mishnah continues. Avol ma'aser nesadmai. However, we may separate ma'isa from demai, which is only tevel midrabanan. To briefly explain demai, midaraisa, we may rely on roiv, that most people, including Amei Aretz, have separated ma'isa properly. However, since there were some Amei Aretz who did not do so, the Chacham instituted that when purchasing produce from an Amei Aretz, one must separate ma'isa. However, since min ha'Torah it is fit for consumption, separating the ma'isa from demai is not considered nirik misakin and therefore permitted. Uma arvin. One may make an Erev, which the Gemara will explain. V'toimnen es hachamen. One may insulate hot food for later use. This too will be elaborated on in the Gemara. Regarding making an Erev, the Gemara notes an apparent contradiction. The first part of the Mishnah says that one must remind his family to make the Erev, Iravtem, before dark, im chashecha, while it is certainly day. Later the Mishnah states that it is permitted to make an Erev during Bein Hashmashes, the period when there is doubt whether it is day or night. The Gemara answers that each part of the Mishnah refers to a different type of Erev. The first part of the Mishnah refers to Eruv Techumen, which must be placed while still day before Bein Hashmashes, whereas the second part of the Mishnah refers to Eruv Chatzeres, which may be done Bein Hashmashes. As Rashi explains, that although we follow the opinion that Eruv Techumen is midrabanan, however, asmechu rabban akroi, the Chacham based it on certain allusions to Techumen found in the Torah. Therefore, the kinyan shvisa accomplished by the Erev is a significant kinyan. It must therefore take place while still day before Bein Hashmashes. However, Eruv Chatzeres, since it is a rabbinic requirement only, the kinyan accomplished by the Erev is not a significant kinyan and may take place Bein Hashmashes. The Gemara goes on to the next halach in the Mishnah. V'toimnen es hachamen. One may insulate hot food during Bein Hashmashes for later use. At this point, we must clarify the following. The fourth parak of Masechta Shabbos deals extensively with the issues of Atmana, wrapping food to keep it hot. The Mishnah there clearly states that one may not wrap his food Friday afternoon in Davar HaMaisav Hebel, materials that increase the heat. One may only wrap it in Davar She'ein HaMaisav Hebel, materials that do not increase the heat. They merely maintain the heat, such as towels or the like. Now, our Mishnah which permits Hatmana during Ben HaShemashas is obviously speaking about Davar She'ein HaMaisav Hebel. For Hatmana B'Davar HaMaisav Hebel is forbidden even Friday afternoon. Nevertheless, our Mishnah permits it only during Ben HaShemashas, but not later when it's certainly dark. Rava proceeds to explain the reasons for these rules as follows. One may not wrap his food even B'Davar She'ein HaMaisav Hebel once Shabbos arrives because Shemei Yartiach. One might heat up the pot when he comes to wrap it and notices that it's not hot enough, for it's been quite some time since the pot was removed from the fire as Shabbos approached. However, the Mishnah permits wrapping the food Ben HaShemashas because Stam Kederis Roish Chushen. Most pots are still very hot during Ben HaShemashas, for they were just removed from the fire before Ben HaShemashas. Thus, there is no concern that one might come to heat them up at that time. However, Hatmana B'davar HaMaisav Hebel, wrapping food in material that increases the heat is forbidden even before Shabbos. Gzeira Shemiyatmin B'remet Shiesh B'gecheles. We're concerned that one might insulate his pots with ash containing live coals, and later in the evening, Shemichat B'gecheles, he might rake the coals on Shabbos. The Gemara now goes on to define the time frame of Ben HaShemashas by citing four opinions as to when the period of Ben HaShemashas actually begins and ends. Rabbi Huda, as explained by Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Huda Mishmul, he says that definite daytime ends and Ben HaShemashas begins Mishatishka Achama Kozman Shepenei Mizrach Madim, when the sun sets and continues as long as the eastern sky is reddening, and furthermore, Hichsev HaTachton Bula Hichsev HaElyon, Navi Ben HaShemashas. The period of Ben HaShemashas continues even when the bottom of the sky has darkened. However, Hichsev HaElyon V'Hishvel HaTachton Laila, once the upper part of the sky has darkened and attained the same color as the bottom of the sky, it is certainly night. The Gemara concludes that according to Rabbah, the total length of Ben HaShemashas is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. Rabbi Huda, as explained by Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Huda Mishmul, says that Ben HaShemashas does not begin immediately at sunset. For Kozman Shepenei Mizrach Madimin Yoyim, as long as the eastern sky is reddening, it is still definitely day. Ben HaShemashas begins when the bottom of the sky darkens, and it continues until the upper sky darkens, at which point it is night. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yosef, the duration of Ben HaShemashas is the time it takes to walk 2/3 of a mil. Rabbi Nechemiah says that Ben HaShemashas is Kedei She'ehalch Odom Mishatishka Acham Achatzi Mil. It starts when the sun sets and lasts the amount of time it takes to walk 1/2 a mil. Rabbi Yosef said Ben HaShemashas Keherafayim. The duration of Ben HaShemashas is like the blink of an eye. Zeh Nichnes V'zeh Yotzei. The night enters and the day leaves. The Gemara Daf Lamed Hey will continue this discussion regarding the time frame of Ben HaShemashas.